court action stalls sale of Weinstein Company.
It's delayed while they assess the impact of the lawsuit.
Abuse allegations from an Olympic swimmer.
No matter how you choose to find your voice, you will be heard.
President Trump's infrastructure plan.
Price tag, $1.5 trillion.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A deal to sell the Hollywood company Harvey Weinstein used to run is on hold after new action from New York's attorney general. The disgraced mogul and his former company are named in a lawsuit that alleges sexual harassment, intimidation, and discrimination. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Among the allegations, Weinstein threatened employees saying, "I will kill you and I will kill your family." The lawsuit also claims Weinstein's assistants had copies of a document known as the Bible, which detailed how to arrange his sexual activity. Some of Weinstein's drivers were allegedly required to keep condoms and erectile dysfunction injections in the car at all times for him. Weinstein's attorney released a statement saying many of the allegations against Weinstein are without merit.
An Olympic swimmer has told police a former coach sexually abused her and took nude photos of her when she was a minor. 28-year-old Ariana Cookers alleges Sean Hutchison groomed and manipulated her beginning when she was 13. She tells CBS This Morning.
We have conversations with children about don't talk to strangers. But the conversation that I'm so hoping to have is what happens when there's a person that your parents see as a voice of authority that they fully trust, that your family trusts, that your community is praising. What happens when that person abuses that power and takes advantage of you? And that's an important conversation and dialogue that I hope that we can have.
Hutchison's denied the allegations. He's not been charged with a crime, but is under investigation. There's criticism at the Winter Games. Some say the snowboarding event won by an American should have been postponed because of fierce, frigid winds. We're live this morning at the Olympics with CBS's Steve Futterman.
And Steve, the winds were strong, but Olympic officials decided to go ahead anyway with today's women's snowboard slopestyle, and it was won by American Jamie Anderson. It's her second straight gold in the event. 4 years ago, she won in Sochi.
I could barely comprehend the emotions, but it felt really, really good.
Still, should they have even competed in the event? Olympic historian David Walachinsky says no.
It's the Winter Games. You deal with the weather. But the idea is that you should have an equal chance on the course.
The U.S. also won a bronze today in the figure skating team competition thanks to moves like this.
Forward takeoff, triple axel. Beautiful. Oh. That was amazing.
The call on Westwood One as Mirai Nagasu becomes the first American woman to land a triple axel during the Olympics. Live at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, now to Washington, where 2 days after President Trump sprang to the defense of fired staffer Rob Porter, White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said on CBS's Face the Nation,
"You don't want to throw people out on the street based just upon the allegation, but as soon as it became apparent to us that the allegations were true, Rob Porter had to go."
Mr. Trump tweeted that lives were being ruined by a mere allegation. Mulvaney insisted reports that Chief of Staff John Kelly's days may be numbered or much ado about nothing. President Trump's $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan could face some rough road in Congress and elsewhere. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The White House says, don't worry, Congress, only $200 billion will come from Washington. The rest will come from state and local governments and the private sector. Democrats say, wait a minute, the federal government's got to spend much more than that. The White House counters, we have underinvested in infrastructure, and by accelerating the permitting process, we will attract private investment.
As the Senate opens debate today on immigration policy, there's a tension on a Phoenix church. Jesus Barones has been given sanctuary there. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says he's supposed to surrender to immigration agents today.
Barones says he was once caught driving without a license. He's been deported twice, in 2006 and 2010, each time he came back illegally, even making the dangerous crossing through the Arizona desert to be with his wife and five children, who are all U.S. citizens.
His kids need him. I need him.
Sonia Barones, 5 months pregnant, now worries about finding a job to make ends meet.
Have you thought about what it would be like to have to say goodbye to him?
It's going to be hard.
The four people who survived yesterday's tourist helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon that killed three people had to wait hours for help. Katie Keneally, a nurse who landed nearby with another tour group, got to the scene. Some were badly burned.
People that were leading the whole thing were saying that it may be too windy. We may need to just spend the night with these patients.
The tourists on board were all from Great Britain. Crews today will look to retrieve the bodies of the dead. Overseas, 71 died when a Russian airliner crashed just after takeoff yesterday in Moscow. Terrorism has been ruled out in the investigation. CBS's Cammie McCormick is in Rome, where Defense Secretary Mattis is taking part in meetings about members of ISIS who've been seized from the Syrian battlefield.
Until recently, U.S.-backed forces in Syria were detaining 40 to 50 mostly ISIS fighters a day, thousands of them in total, hundreds of whom were foreign fighters. The problem now is what to do with them. Some countries, including Britain, have balked at taking them back. There are legal challenges and significant costs involved. In the meantime, a U.S. official says they're working with the coalition and generally expect these detainees to return to their countries of origin.
An explosion and fire at an electric substation plunged most of northern Puerto Rico into darkness late yesterday. It's the latest in a string of setbacks 5 months after Hurricane Maria caused the longest blackout in U.S. history. In Britain, new details are out from the royal family about Prince Harry's wedding to American Meghan Markle in just over 3 months. CBS's Larry Miller in London.
The Archbishop of Canterbury will lead them through their wedding vows at a ceremony on May 19th at Windsor Castle. The couple will then take a short carriage ride so the public can get a glimpse. In the evening, Prince Charles is hosting a private party for the couple, close friends, and family.
Well, financial markets around the world today gained back more of what was lost last week. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's clear that the big up and down swings in the market are here with us, at least temporarily. That's probably the payback for actually not having many swings for the prior year.
It's 2 days before Valentine's Day. Better get that card in the mail.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air in Loveland, Colorado. Just in time for Valentine's Day.
It's a lot of work, but we have a lot of fun, and it's a community project.
The Loveland Post Office is remailing more than 100,000 Valentines. Volunteers stamping them with a Valentine's verse. Postmaster Cindy Kinney.
Our sweetheart city has a magical way to brighten up your Valentine's Day. When you open your card, it will reveal the spirit of friendship and love we all feel.
God, will you love me?
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
At adults-only events at museums in San Diego and Pittsburgh, an environmental group handed out condoms in wrappers with slogans about endangered species. The group's trying to show human population growth can have a negative effect on wildlife. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.